Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Action item number 7, discussion and possible action on Costello Island lease agreements. Riley Woods.
Morning. As y'all recall, we came in January and y'all passed a resolution on Costello Island that would allow them to enter into a new lease agreement with us over their residential portion of their property. And part of that resolution required that before they could enter into a lease agreement, they would need to correct any septic issues on the property. Since that time, we've gone back and done an evaluation of what exact septic issues exist out there. And there are several. Can we go to the next slide? This is a picture of the property as a whole, where they've got their different residences. The yellow lines that you see are the are where their septic lines are actually located. Septic tanks are the red dots. As you'll notice, especially over on I guess that's the right side of the screen. Several of the septic lines cross over. The black line you see there is the location of the shoreline or the 1,000-foot contour. The yellow lines, the setback, cross over into the FERC project area and into that 1,000-foot setback or into the 1,000-foot contour. Those problems really do need to be corrected, but because of the nature and sort of the complications involved with this lease, it's going to be a really time getting, because we've got to involve TSEC and our processes as well. It's going to be a fairly time-consuming process that could take, I think, probably well into maybe beyond closing on divestiture. And if that happens, they won't be, you know, they would not be able to enter into their lease prior to that and not be able to take part. So what we're coming here today to do is see if we can extend that time period. Let us go ahead and enter into a lease agreement with them, give them a 2-year time period to get their septic issues fixed. As part of that deal, they would not be able, the property would still be able to go to Patterson, but they wouldn't be able to purchase from Patterson until such time as they fix their septic issues, and we'll retain any right to, obviously, if they don't get them fixed within the 2-year period, to terminate other leases or take whatever action we need to make sure that they get the septic issues fixed. Go to the next slide. This is just a close-up, I guess. You can see where the lines are a little bit better. And at this point, I'll take any questions if you all have some.
Is it the 1,000-foot contour, just the 1,000-foot contour, or also the 25-foot setback?
We're concerned with the 1,000-foot contour because right now the 1,000-foot, you know, if they purchase anything that goes beyond the 1,000-foot contour is going to be into BRA property. It's going to be in the lake bed, and that's where the problem lies, is when those lines are in the lake bed, they really shouldn't be. And so we want to get that corrected, but it's just going to, the time process is just going to be a lot lengthier than originally was anticipated.
These people have an approximation on the amount of cost that's going to be involved to remedy their problem?
I do not know whether they do or not. I know that they're right now in the process of locating experts and so forth to help them design new septic systems and get that figured out. But I'm not certain if they've actually gotten estimates yet. Yes.
Holly, does this action require an amendment to the contract?
It will, but we're going to have an amendment to Patterson's contract anyhow, because for the action taken last time, if y'all recall, there's going to be a pass-through on the cost when it comes to Costello Island purchasing their property. So at what point in time they purchase from Patterson, there will be a 98% pass-through to the authority. It's going to require an amendment anyways, and so this will just get just become part of it.
Riley, I have a question. If this say they don't, they're not able to remediate prior to Patterson closing, how is it they could try and put their thing through Patterson? Would it be a direct contract between us, between Costello Island and the BRA at that point? Because after Patterson's closed, we're kind of going our separate ways. I'm reading the proposed resolution. I'm not quite understanding.
It's going to be in our contract with Patterson that he, in his contract with us, he's going to agree he's not going to sell to them until they get it fixed.
So it'll be a deed restriction.
Yeah, I guess you could kind of look at it from that perspective.
Okay.
Those residents are aware that they've got to get this fixed and so forth.
Yeah, they're aware, and they're right now working towards getting it fixed. They want to get it fixed, and they're going to be as they're being as diligent about it as possible. They weren't aware of the issue prior, and I mean these lines were put in back in the 60s or 70s, and so they're wanting to get them fixed as well.
Raleigh, are there any other residential structure leases that are also within the setback that are also a part of the Patterson proposal that are beyond the Costello Island project? Off of Costello Island.
Just of our other residential leases, do we have anybody else with septic lines going down into the FERC project area or into the below the 1,000-foot? We're not aware of any at this time. And I think Nicole has spoken with Patterson also. We would hold the same standard with any lessee. If something were to come to light that there was a septic line down below the 1,000-foot, and really that's just keeping with our policies in general. Anytime we discover something like that, and usually we only discover it when there's a problem with the septic system. But when we do discover something, we make sure it gets fixed. But right now, we're not aware of any other issues. This is the only one we've gotten any knowledge of.
But they would also have the same option and timing to...
Correct.
Okay. Going back to Chris's question, I'm not sure I'm clear on why if this didn't go through at the same time that all the other Patterson stuff did. Why this land wouldn't remain as part of the BRA. And because what I'm understanding you saying is that it's in Mr. Patterson's hands whether or not it goes through at the time of the other sales or at a future date if we don't approve this resolution.
Oh, I see what you're saying. If right now the way the resolution you all passed in January says that Costello Island can enter into a new residential lease agreement with us, but prior to entering into that lease agreement, they got to fix their septic issues. They're not going to be part of the Patterson deal unless they have a lease agreement. Because of the nature of fixing this problem, it's very unlikely it would be able to be fixed prior to closing with Patterson. Therefore, what we're saying is, let's go ahead and enter into a lease agreement with them now, the idea that they're going to get this fixed. They've got a 2-year window to fix the septic instead of fixing it before entering into the lease. Because if they have to fix it before entering into the lease, they're not going to get a lease prior to closing, and they wouldn't be part of Patterson.
And so, if we don't approve this, it's going to remain BRA property with the current.
Correct.
Whatever,
yeah.
We have in place.
Exactly. Unless the board took some action at a later date to divest of it, we probably wouldn't be divesting of it.
Well, and keeping on, that's kind of how I understood it, Carrie, is that, and I'm not adverse to that, but the thing that kind of concerns me is looking at the resolution here. It says if the property is not brought into compliance within such 2-year period. And this is just a proposed resolution that we're going to read in a little bit.
Bring the resolution up. Where are you reading?
Down at the very bottom of the resolution.
Okay.
And then now, therefore, be it resolved.
Next slide. Next slide. Or wait, no, right here.
Oh, yeah. That should be it. If you'd said, I guess about the fifth line up says the residential, if the property is not brought into compliance within such 2-year period, the Brazos River Authority may take any action necessary to enforce compliance, including but not limited to termination of any other leases on Castello Island Incorporated. We already kind of have, that's not really a stick because we already have that ability.
And so you're right, we do, but you know, here's the thought. I think the thought process behind this was really the other leases that they're going to be able to enter into for the landing and the airstrip and so forth. That's their access to the island and so forth. And there's not really a good nexus between the two, the residential lease and those. And we're just making clear here that, you know, if when you're defaulting on one lease, we'd have the ability, and you all understand there's going to be an ability to enforce on the other lease as well. Just making that absolutely clear.
I would think that a bigger stick needs to be put into place, like forcing them to put in, say, an escrow, some escrow money to fix those problems, and having a 2-year period by which potentially, if they don't, they would forfeit potentially an escrow. And that's just an idea.
I disagree with that because knowing those property owners up there, they're all deceptive. You know, and they didn't know that they were not in compliance, okay?
Correct.
And you're giving them a 2-year period. I think that's admirable, number one. But, you know, they want that lease, and I can assure you that I'm surprised nobody's here from Costello, but I can assure you that they'll get those septic systems fixed.
And that's been the nature of my conversations with
probably
them. I think
way before the 2-year period.
Yeah, that they've certainly communicated that to me.
Let me ask you, so after they get the septic lines fixed, they become part of the Patterson deal?
No, they're going to be part of Patterson prior to, I mean, if you all adopt this resolution. If you don't adopt this resolution, they'll have to find a way to get those septic systems fixed really, really quickly. And that may not be possible just because going through the TSEC process and just our process, there's got to, you know, and there's, you're going to have an engineer design the system. And
how many acres is this that we're adding to the Patterson deal that wasn't in the original deal?
It's probably about 10 acres altogether. Between 10 and 12 acres is the residential portion.
Yes, I understand that they will be part of the Patterson deal and have 2 years in which to come into compliance before they can buy the land from Patterson.
Correct.
If they don't come into compliance, then we are back in a position to do what we need to do.
If they're
correct.
If they're compliant in 12 months, can they buy it from Patterson?
Yes, sir.
If they're not compliant in 24 months, does the property then be forfeited to Patterson?
I don't think so. Not under this. What would happen if they're not in compliant in 24 months? After 24 months, they can still purchase. I mean, they can still purchase from Patterson, but they're going to have to. They can't purchase from Patterson until they get it fixed. The 2-year window is just a sort of a grace period that the BRA is giving them to get it fixed. And at the end of that 2-year period, we can take whatever action we deem necessary to make sure they get it fixed.
We would be taking that action against
Costello. Yeah.
But the owner will be Patterson.
Patterson's going to be the lessor, so to say. They'll still be a lessee at that time.
They can't buy it from Patterson until it's fixed. Is that
okay? Yeah. You know, the other aspect about that, the longer they wait to get it fixed, the price is going to go up. You know, right now, the sooner they get it fixed, they're going to be able to purchase under the 2008 value, and you know that's just going to keep going up if they don't get it. They want to purchase. They want to get it fixed. I really think there's probably not an issue here. They're going to do the work and get it done.
I bet you in 6 months or less they have it taken care of.
I hope so.
Knowing those people.
Refresh my memory, 3 months ago, did we group these all into a single lease?
Yes.
We have a single residential lease and then the commercial lease as
There's not a commercial lease. What we've got is right now, what they presently have, presently they've got the entire island leased in two separate leases. They've got an 84-acre lease that contains the airstrip and the residential portion, and then the remainder, the balance of the island, is leased under a wilderness lease. Now, the island, except for this sort of 10-acre residential area that you saw with the houses in it, is entirely inside the FERC project area. It really, you know, from our standpoint and our FERC license, we really probably shouldn't be leasing that. It was done a long time ago. However, what we've done with our last, because they wanted to be able to qualify, because their lease isn't really residential, it isn't commercial, it sort of falls outside the House bill that requires sell and outside the RFB of what we're selling to Patterson. They wanted to have a residential lease and be able to purchase. They had asked for that residential lease probably a year or two, year and a half or so at least, prior to entering into the, before we adopted the moratorium on leasing and before the legislature took up divestiture and so forth. So they were already in line to transfer over to a residential lease a long time ago, which is why that we were able to go ahead this last board meeting and continue that process. As part of the resolution that was adopted last time, when they enter into a residential lease of just the 10 acres that has the houses on it, the balance of the property they lease is going to be let go. And then they're not going to be able to release that. But then we're going to enter into a separate special use lease of the airstrip and the boat landing, and then a grazing lease because they have some horses out there for an area where they've got a barn and some corrals and so forth.
So it looks like from the map there are three houses that are out of compliance with their septic systems. The entire sale of any of the property will be contingent upon all three of those taking care of that?
Yeah, it will. Yes, sir.
Lease revenue and so forth will go to Patterson in the meantime.
Correct. And we will not, as part of the deal with Patterson, the lease will transfer to them. There's not going to be any transfer of money to Brazos River Authority until such time as they actually purchase their lease from Patterson, at which point in time he'll keep 2% for his administrative fees, and the balance will transfer through to the Brazos River, pass through the Brazos River Authority.
Okay, on the original Patterson deal, this Costello LM was not part of the original package.
Correct, because they didn't have a residential lease or a commercial lease wholly outside.
What's the value on these 10 acres?
Do what now?
You know, the cost value, valuation of the 10 acres of land mm-hmm. that we're giving to Patterson. $1 million, $2 million.
Oh, have we done appraisals of that property?
Yes.
We have. We did appraisals November, December of that and the property that was going to be possibly part of the swap land with Texas, State Park. And you know, at the moment, I don't know that I recall what those numbers were, but the evaluation that they did, that the appraiser did, was kind of looking at, it was difficult to separate out the value of, you know, the land itself, separate from the amenities such as the boat landing and the airstrip. You sort of had to take all that into consideration. I think that they were looking somewhere maybe $1 to $2 million.
So we're giving roughly $1 to $2 million to Patterson that was not in the original deal, and it's not increasing the sale price.
Is any of this really germane to the septic tanks? Before we dive back into a full discussion of Costello, because quite frankly, I hope that we don't have to do that since we did it all last time. I just would ask that maybe we keep everything germane to the septic tank issue.
Well, if we pass this bill, it automatically goes to Costello. I mean, it goes to Patterson.
That's what we decided last time.
But it's a pass, Bob, it's a pass-through. We're not giving him anything because all the money that we that they're going to pay for the land, he's just going to pass through to us.
Okay.
Right, so it's not, we're not giving him anything. It's just a transfer of the land, but he's going to pass through less of administrative fee. Any other questions? Riley, would you read the resolution?
Whereas at its January 25th, 2010 Board of Directors meeting, the Board of Directors adopted a resolution authorizing the General Manager CEO to enter into a residential lease agreement with Costello Island, Inc., subject to Costello Island, Inc. first bringing its property into compliance with current on-site sewage facility regulations. And whereas it has been determined that the time required to remedy the on-site sewage facility would likely preclude Costello Island, Inc. from inclusion in the sale to Patterson PK Land Partnership Limited. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the General Manager CEO is hereby authorized to enter into a residential lease agreement with Costello Island, Inc. prior to Costello Island, Inc. bringing the property into compliance with current on-site sewage facility regulations, provided that Costello Island, Inc. shall not be permitted to purchase their property from Patterson PK Land Partnership Limited until such time as the property is brought into compliance, and provided further that Costello Island, Inc. must bring the property into compliance within 2 years from the effective date of the residential lease agreement. If the property is not brought into compliance within such two-year period, the Brazos River Authority may take any action necessary to enforce compliance, including but not limited to termination of any other leases Costello Island, Inc. has with the Brazos River Authority.
For reading the resolution, is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Moved by Paul. Second.
Second. McKnight.
McKnight. Please pull the board.
Presiding Officer DeTour?
Yes.
Director Zaccanino?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
No.
Director Dennis?
Abstain.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director McKnight?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
No.
Director Ward?
Abstain.
All right. Thank you, Riley.